New Forces rebel Cisse Sindou, now a member of the cabinet of Prime Minister Guillaume Soro, the rebel leader, says the meeting is about looking forward.
One of the key words of the peace process. Yesterday we were enemies. Today we are all together to bring peace to the Ivory Coast. This is the picture we want everybody on the national level or in the international level to see.
Charles Blé Goudé, leader of the Young Patriots, as the forces loyal to President Gbagbo are known, says the display of unity is important to instill confidence that the peace deal will last where other attempts have failed.
It's very, very important because meeting Young Patriots and the rebels in the same stadium, for us, this is to show to the outside world that there is no more rebels in this country. We are all brothers. The past time, we used to quarrel, but the quarrel is over.
Prime Minister Soro and President Gbagbo took the first steps in the peace process, agreeing to share power and unify their military forces. Blé Goudé says what remains to be done is bridge the divide between North and South. In the civil war that began in 2002, rebels held the northern part of the country and government forces controlled the South.
The past is the past. The past is over. Now, let's work for the future. No more Ivorian for the North, no more Ivorian for the South. Let's work for Africa, let's work for Cote d'Ivoire.
Government spokesman Lambert Bahi says the new power-sharing government is happy to see the effects of the peace deal begin to take shape.
They want to work hand-in-hand in order to strengthen, to consolidate the peace process. And I'm very optimistic, and everybody is.
Earlier this week, authorities began dismantling the buffer zone, a UN and French-patrolled area that stretches across the country, dividing north from south. The new government will also need to organize presidential elections, which have been delayed several times, and agree on a system to issue national identification papers. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.